One of the great challenges that we photographers face all the time is that what we see is so determined by what we have seen, not just as photographers, but particularly as viewers of a photograph. This particular image, I think, illustrates this maybe as well as any I could select. Steve Speer went to the far frozen north of Canada to photograph the Suncor Energy plant. And in doing so, he encountered all kinds of inclement weather, unbelievably cold, frosty days, where the frozen fog coated everything in this rime that is so spectacular, and thus it makes this photograph. But when you look at this photograph, do you see a frozen Canadian industrial site? Or does something else come to mind? There is something else that comes to mind for me, and it illustrates one of the difficulties of photography. When I look at this particular image, what I see is those ghosted images of the sunken Titanic that we've all seen on television, where the divers or the robotic diving machine is way, way, way down, and we get these eerie pictures in which the murky waters and the plant life growing on the sunken ship give us this very strange sensation. Doesn't this image look like that? I have no doubt that if I'd never seen those pictures of sunken ships, that would not have come to mind when I saw this picture by Steve Speer of a frozen industrial plant in northern Canada. But having seen those frozen ships before I saw this picture by Steve Speer, that knowledge influences what I see when I look at this picture. I can't help but look at it and say, this looks like a sunken ship, which of course I would never say if I'd never seen the sunken ship. That kind of knowledge that every viewer brings to a photograph influences what they see and how they see it. And it's something that we are absolutely not in control of in any way whatsoever as photographers. It just is part of the territory.